Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the worship. And we thank you, Lord, for causing us an entrance, an abundant entrance into your presence. It says, you know, blessed is the man who thou chooses and causes to approach unto you. And you have chosen us, Lord. You've caused us to approach unto you this morning. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Now, Lord, the entrance of your word brings light. And Lord, we command, let the light shine this morning in Jesus' name. And glorify yourself in the message of the Lord this morning. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am going to start this morning here in Deuteronomy. I'm going to read just one verse, then I'm going to tell you what my subject is this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 32. I'm going to read a few verses here this morning. Deuteronomy 32, verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Now that's you people in here this morning. Listen to the words of the Lord. My doctrine shall drop by as the rain this morning. Oh, it's going to bring a refreshing. How many of you can say amen? Amen. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's ascribe greatness unto our God. He said, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. Oh yeah, that's it. Anybody else that use that name, they are a usurper and an impostor. The Lord is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. And all he is all right. Amen? Oh yes, right he is. Praise the Lord. The message this morning, that crooked shall be made straight. Amen. 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 Now you got some crooked things that may be in your life. And by the power of the Lord, we're going to make them straight here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is here to make straight all the crooked things. Isaiah chapter 45. The crooked made straight. That's the message this morning. Let's start at Isaiah 45. And I am going to read verses 2 and 3. Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3. I will go before thee, saith the Lord, and I will make the crooked places straight. Now, if I read something that makes you excited, you're free to say amen. Amen. Now, let me read that again and see if I can get a witness in the house. I will go before thee, saith the Lord, and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. That's everything that's holding you back. The Lord said, I'm going to break it in pieces. And I will give you the treasures of darkness. Oh my. And hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, we call thee by your name. I am the God of Israel. Now let's see what the Lord is going to do for us in this message here this morning. Now, there are many times we go through many things in life. Challenges, problems, and different things. And some parts of our lives, you know, get crooked and so forth like that. You know, and there are, you know, there are various things that could cause that to be. It could be because of lack of wisdom. You know, it could be because of some choices that you made. Or it could be the devil even blindsided you. You know, sometimes he'll chip shot you. He'll come at you every different way and so forth. You know, and when something's going pretty good, the next thing you know, the devil comes there and twists everything up. But today, the crooked shall be made straight. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let's see what the Lord will do. From the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, here's the way the Lord did it. In Genesis chapter 1, he said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth, she was without form and void. So there are some things that are without form and that are void in your life this morning. But God is fixing to straighten them out. How many of you can say amen to that? That's right. Now, there may be some voidness. There may be, you know, things that are out of form, you know, out of shape or out of order, you know, and so forth like that. There may even be darkness. The Bible says there was darkness upon the face of the deep, you know. But then the Spirit of God, He moved upon the face of the waters. You know, I like to say it like this. I said there was chaos. In Genesis 1 and 2, there was chaos. The outer earth was chaotic, upside down, you know, and so forth like that. But the Holy Ghost, He moved upon the face of the deep. Now, there is nobody that knows how to bring calm out of chaos like that Holy Spirit. You know, He'll move in your life this morning if you let Him. And He will bring calmness. He will bring you to a place of rest. He'll show you a token for good. How many of you say amen? That's right. You know, he said He looked at the darkness, you know, because, you know, God doesn't want any darkness. He doesn't want things to be without form. He doesn't want things to be void. You know, so He looked at the darkness, and one word from Him, He said, let there be light. And there was light. Oh, hallelujah. And that's the Lord is going to do the same thing for you this morning. You say, God can do the same for me? Absolutely. He can take the things that are void in your life, that are without purpose. Maybe even your entire life is void. Maybe you are here this morning and you can't find a purpose for living. That's because you haven't come to Jesus yet. When you come to Jesus, when you come to the cross, He'll turn your life around. How many of you can say amen? Yeah. Can I get a witness from somebody that Jesus has turned your life around? Has Jesus turned your life around in here this morning? Hallelujah. He'll do the same for anybody that will come unto Him. And He said, if I be lifted up in the house this morning, I will draw the people unto myself. Hallelujah. And we're going to lift up His name this morning. Now Jesus, He can even turn your darkness into light. He can do all of these things. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 16. You know, He said pretty much the same thing that He's going to do for you. He is going to not only make your crooked places straight, He's going to even turn your darkness into light. Listen to Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 16. Here's what it says. He said, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way. See? In the seas. Oh, He can make a way in the seas. And He can bring, you know, a path, you know, in the mighty waters. He can do all of these things. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord to do. Nothing. Everything that He does, you know, He can do it for you. I mean, everything that you want, He can do it for you. Isaiah 42, verse 16. I was reading the wrong verse there. And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in a path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. Amen. Amen. He will make the crooked places straight. These things, say, He said, will I do unto them, and I will not forsake them. Oh, He will do these things for you. He will make crooked places straight. He will make your darkness and the darkness that is before you, He will turn it into light this morning. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Now, what that means is, there may be areas in your life. It could be in your relationships. It could be in your finances. It could be every area in your life that may be crooked this morning. You know, perhaps you've got a problem in the family. Perhaps it's one of your children. Perhaps it's some of your children. You know, whatever it is that is crooked this morning that you would love the Lord to make straight. The Bible says, make a highway before the Lord. Make straight the path before Him. You know, we want to make some paths straight this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. No need for you to be going through those crooked paths. He'll make a straight path for you this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And what He will do, He'll make that, not only will He bring light for you into any situation in your life that may be dark or clouded, you know, He'll make that light to shine for you more and more until the perfect day. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, the path of the just or the righteous is as the shining light. And God makes that light to shine more and more until the perfect day. Not only does He bring you from darkness, but He gives you light, but He makes that light to get brighter and brighter every single day. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this morning you say, you know, well, you know, my situation is finances. My situation is relationships. My situation is whatever. And I'm going to preach a short message this morning, and I'm going to, you know, invite you to receive the power of the Lord into your situation that can make the crooked places straight. You know, praise the name of the Lord. You say, well, there's nothing that's crooked right now. Well, the Lord knows. See, every time He brings these messages, there's always, I guarantee you, there's something, you know, may not look like that right now, but there's something right around the corner that the devil is fixing to blindside you with. You know, but if you give the Lord the trust this morning and trust the situation into His hands, He will take care of it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord, people. Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 43. And let's look at how God can make a way for you even in the wilderness. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Behold, saith the Lord, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. Now the wilderness, you know, that means, you know, we're wandering around the wilderness. It looks like if you're lost, and you don't seem to have any direction or sense of, you know, purpose of direction, the Lord says, I will make a way for you. He says, even rivers in the desert. You know, when things are dry and it looks like, you know, you can't find any rest, God said all of a sudden, I'll bring forth rivers. In the places where you think there can be no river because it's all dry, the Lord said, I will make rivers for you even in the wilderness. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you a story that is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. You've heard me preach on this story before. But in verses 3 through 5, I'm not going to read all of it because, you know, I want to make this quick today. In verses 3 to 5, the Lord, you know, He asked Ezekiel, you know, in verse 30, chapter 37, verses 3 to 5, He asked him, you know, He showed him a valley that was full of dead bones and dry bones.
That's right, that's right.
And then He asked him a question.
Yes.
He said, Ezekiel, son of man, let me ask you this morning, he said.
Yes.
You take a look at all of these dry bones. You take a look at these things that are dead and decayed. See, these bones were dried. They are dead. They are decayed and so forth. You know. And he said, you take a look. And I'm going to ask you a question, he said. He said, can these dry bones live again?
Yes, yes, yes.
Can these dead bones, can these things that are crooked in your life, can they be made straight?
Yes.
He has the question. The problem that you are having in your family, can the Lord straighten it out?
Yeah.
The problem with your relationships that are crooked and doesn't glorify God, can He straighten it out?
Yeah.
The problem with your finances, you know, that is crooked, can He straighten it out? The dreams that you have in your life that are dead, can He have the power of resurrection that can bring it up? Can He do it? Can Jesus reach down? Now, God doesn't bury any dead. He raises the dead. The Bible says, God who raises the dead. So He'll raise your dead dreams. You know, He'll bring life to the dead bones. Well, He asked Ezekiel. He said, can these bones live again? And Ezekiel, you know, the guy was smart. He said, well, Lord, Thou knowest. Because the man, he didn't know, you know, but he wasn't about to, you know, to say that, I don't believe. So he just said, well, Lord, you know everything. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to show you. You know, not only are they going to leave, they are going to come back as a powerful army. And the Lord said unto him, he said, look, listen to this. In Ezekiel chapter 37, and the Lord is telling him, take a look at these dry bones. Let me read a couple of verses. And he said unto him, you know, can these bones live? He said, Lord, Thou knowest. And he said unto him, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the living God unto these bones, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Now, the Lord said, prophesy unto some dry bones in here this morning. Prophesy unto some crooked places this morning that they shall be made straight.
Amen.
Prophesy unto some dead dreams in here this morning that they will come back alive. Amen.
Amen.
Prophesy to some wildernesses this morning that they will burn and spring forth with good things and oases and rivers in the desert.
Amen.
He said, prophesy unto those dry bones in here this morning. And that's what we're going to do. Now, you are in here, you say, well, you know, my situation is so chronic. Well, you know, I don't know about that because these bones were, you know, chronic, if you want to put it that way. They were dead. They had no life at all, you know. They've been there for, I don't know, probably how long. You know, all the flesh was eaten up and there was nothing left but just dry bones, you know, just there, you know, for a long time. Can you imagine if somebody died, how long it would take before all you find it was all just bones? Probably years and years, you know. And then the Lord said, you know, that's not anything at all for the Lord. It's a little thing. It's a little thing for the Lord because He's the Creator. You know, one word from Him, He'll change your situation. All you got to do is you got to believe. Can you believe the Lord here this morning? Can you believe under this anointing? Now, if you are here this morning, or maybe it's a sickness, maybe it's a disease, maybe it's a challenge of health. You know, it doesn't make the Lord any difference. You know, when we do this here this morning in a few minutes, the Lord, He will bring that power of change into your situation. It is called the power of change. He has it in His hands. He has the power to change and make things that are crooked, make them straight. He has the power to bring down, you know, the high places that are giving you difficulties. Listen to it in Isaiah chapter 40. Let me read it to you in verses 4 through 5. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 4 through 5. Here's what it says, you know, Isaiah 40 and verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted. You know, that's your, when you are in your lows, the valley is like a very low place. The valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. You know, that's all the challenges that you have, and so forth like that. One time, many years ago, the Lord showed me this revelation. I didn't, you know, then understand it initially. But then, you know, I was standing behind, you know, I was standing at the foot of a hill. You know, if you are standing at the bottom of a mountain or a hill, you know, if you're standing right close to the mountain or the hill, you know, because of the elevation, you might not be able to see the top of the hill. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You got to move further back in order for you to see, because if you're standing right at the bottom, you know, the mountain is so high, you know. So anyway, I was standing beneath the mountain, and the mountain just completely dwarfed me, you know, because, you know, I just couldn't see the top of it. But then the voice of the Lord said, move back. Oh my. And then when I moved back, and I stood back enough, far enough to see the top of that mountain, and I saw this colossal figure that dwarfed the mountain completely. The Lord made that mountain that looked so big to me. He completely dwarfed that mountain. How many of you can say glory to God? Oh, that's how big God is, but you've got to stand back and let God take control of your situation. You know, as long as you are, you know, trying to do it yourself, the problem is going to overwhelm you. You know, but we want to challenge you this morning to turn it over to the Lord. Every mountain shall be made low and every hill. And the crooked shall be made straight. Now, how many times are we going to tell you that? He's already told you about 3 times this morning in the scriptures. He will make straight the crooked, and the rough places shall be made plain. Now, there are rough places in your life, you know, that God intended to be smooth. You know, but you're running into all kinds of bumps and so forth like that. And the devil, you know, he'll chase you all over the place, you know, if you are not following the word of God exactly, you know. But if you turn it over to the Lord this morning, and if you trust Him with all your heart and put your eyes upon Him, then He will make the rough places to be plain. And why does He do it? This is the reason that He does it. It's in verse 5. That the glory of the Lord might be revealed. You know, that's the reason why He does these things. See, God is not glorified in your defeat. God is not glorified when the devil pummels you to the ground. God is not glorified when you are overwhelmed. But God is glorified when you get the victory in the name of the Lord. When you get the victory in the name of the Lord, that's when God is glorified. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible said that one man, in the book of John chapter 9, he was blind, you know, 40 years from his mother's womb. And the disciples, they came to Jesus and said, you know, why was this man born blind? Was it he that sinned, or his parents, or what's the problem? I mean, this man, and Jesus said, he made probably one of the hardest statements in that Bible. He said, neither this man sinned nor his parents. That's not the reason why he's blind. but that the glory of God might be revealed. The works of God might be revealed. You say the works of God, you say the glory of God. If somebody born blind, suffer 40 years, well, God is not glorified in his blindness. But God was glorified in the day that Jesus set him free.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't matter whether it takes 40 years. It doesn't matter whether it took 38 years, the man that was crippled by the, you know, by the pool and so forth. Doesn't matter what, how long it takes. Today is a new day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yesterday is gone. You can't do anything about that. That's already gone. But today is what we got. Today is the day that we get a hold of the Lord. Today is the day that God will turn that thing around. Praise God. Whatever it is that you are believing God for, you say, well, you know, I've heard that before. Well, yeah, maybe you've heard it before. But, you know, you need to act upon it, said the Lord. That's the way that God is going to do something for you. Now, remember, every time that Jesus preached, and all the messages that Jesus gave in the Bible, all the things that he did and said, he never used any great big words. He never did any great mysteries. He always used plainness of speech. In fact, you know, the only times he used parables was so that, you know, the Pharisees wouldn't understand anything. You know, but most of the time he spoke with, you know, in words like fish, stone, bread, house, and so forth like that. Simple things that people can understand. Now, this simple message this morning is intended for you to be able to understand it. For you to be able to know that God is able to make the things that are crooked in your life to be straight. No matter, you know, there may be some things that are good, you know, maybe 50% or 60% are good and 40% are crooked. You know, God can make them all straight.
Hallelujah.
You know, and you say, well, you know, I've got this one thing, you know, and all this particular problem and so forth. God can take care of that too. He wants you to turn it over to him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Listen to what he says in Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. In the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 25. Listen to what he says. He said that I will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten. You know, that's all the things and all the years that the devil has destroyed in your life. You know, God is able to restore them. Even the one that the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, all these things have eaten in your life, the Lord said, I will restore. Everything that is not in the right place in your life, everything that is void and without form, because that's not what God intended. See, he wanted the earth to be perfect. But the devil came in there and so forth, you know, and the next thing you know, fall down without form. You know, but God, he wants to bring back a restoration.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I will bring back the light out of the darkness. And God always foretells what he's going to do. He always tells ahead what he's going to do. You know, he'll tell you, he'll say, you know, I'm going to make those bones live again. Because he wants to get your faith up. He's going to say to you, I'm going to make those crooked places to be straight. Because he wants to get your faith up. And as he begins to tell you what he is going to do or what he is about to do, then you've got to latch onto the word of faith. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Today, I want to tell you in this short message this morning that God can make every crooked places in your life to be straight. God can make the things that have, you know, eluded you. Every time that you got this close, you got this farther apart. You know, from getting a hold of the things that God has for you in your life. You know, because the devil, he gets in there and he cheats you out of it. You know, but the Lord said, I will restore, saith the Lord. Now, God wants to restore some relationships in here this month. God wants to break, you know, certain holds that the devil has over some areas in your life. Maybe in your family, maybe finances, maybe whatever. You know, all the things that are crooked. You know, the devil is called a crooked serpent. And that's what he's called. You know, that's what he does. And this world is called a crooked and perverse generation. You know, so all the things about the devil and this world could be crooked, but that's not for the people of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we will have that shining light, the Bible says, shining more and more unto the perfect day. Now, here's what I'm going to do this morning. I am going to invite you And if you are here for the first time this morning, and you said, well, you know, I've seen the service and the praise and all of these things and so forth, but perhaps in your mind you are burdened, you know, and the burden has not completely lifted. Well, this is another opportunity for you to step into the release that comes from the power through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And everything that He's done before, He can do again and again. All we have to do is believe. Now, if you want to believe this morning for your deliverance, if you want to believe this morning for God to make, to help make all the crooked things in your life straight, if you want to believe for God today to revitalize that dream in your life that has died, those dead bones that have been stripped away of anything that has any value. And the Lord said, I will bring the flesh back, I'll bring the sinews back, and I will bring my spirit to bring the wind. You know, the wind will come back and put the life back. And God did all of that, you know, and brought those bones back to their feet. And if you say, well, you know, things in my life are chaotic, you know, some of you, you know, may attract chaos in your life. You know, you find that you chaos gravitates towards you for whatever reason. You know, you'll be going along seemingly minding your business. The next thing you know, boom, you know, something becomes chaotic in your life. Well, listen to what the Holy Ghost did in the beginning. When everything was chaotic, when it was void, and when it had darkness, He moved upon the face of the deep. And the same Spirit of God is here this morning, and He'll move upon your heart this morning. If you believe and will surrender your heart to this message this morning and say, Lord, I want that, you know, I want that help to make the crooked places straight. I want to see the blessing of God in my life. I want the valleys to be filled up. I want the mountains to be brought low. I want everything that's holding me back, I want it out of the way. I want my help from the Lord this morning. I want you, if you want that this morning, I want you in a few minutes. I'm going to invite you to latch on to the power of God and see what God can do for you this morning. And if you are here this morning with an incurable disease, it doesn't make the Lord any difference. Or you want healing for any part of your body this morning, the Lord, all you got to do is when we ask you to come, you take a step of faith and come, and let's see the power of God in action for you this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And if everything is going good for you this morning, then you praise the name of the Lord and you pray for somebody else. Amen. You say, well, you know, I don't, you know, well, then you praise the name of the Lord, you know, and then you pray for somebody else, because the Lord, He knows what's ahead. And then when He brings these things, it's to prepare us for what is ahead. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, stand to your feet this morning. A short exhortation for us this morning. And I'm going to ask you that question again. Can God make the dry bones to live again? Can the Lord make the crooked places straight? Can the Lord bring down the high mountains and the things that have distressed you in your life? Can He repair the breaches and close up, you know, all the broken places? Can He repair your broken relationships this morning? Can He even help you and give you a miracle in your body if you need healing? If you believe that He can do it, I want you to say amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let's lift our hands in, you know, in prayer as we pray together. And when I pray this prayer, as I pray this prayer, I'm going to invite, if you want that special touch, or you are here this morning and you say, well, I need the Lord in my life. Perhaps it's your first time. This is your hour. This is the day of your deliverance. You come forward by faith. Let's believe the Lord together. Let's chase those devils out of your life. The power of God, He can snap that addiction. Now, there's somebody in here this morning. You know, you come to church, but you come into church here and so forth. Maybe you're here, you know, for the first time, or probably, you know, a couple of times or whatever. You know, but there's still addiction in your life. Well, He can break that. You know, He can break the power of that nicotine. How many of you can say amen? He can break the power of drugs. He can break all of that, you know, and then let you really be free so that you are not under bondage to any of those things. Then the Lord, He can fill you with His Spirit. And he can take you and turn you into a vessel of honor. Now, if you want complete deliverance from alcoholism or nicotine or drugs or any other kind of substance abuse, if you want any kind of help from the Lord this morning, or you want healing for your body, I don't care if you are crippled, maybe you have to use crutches or whatever, the power of the Lord is here to heal. How many of you can say amen? Now, as we pray this prayer, I want everybody lift up your hands and lift up your head to the Lord and let's pray. And I'm going to invite those people that want an extra help. If you want an extra help this morning, as I pray this prayer, this general prayer, I want you to come forward and I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Lord Jesus, I rebuke the devil that's holding them back. The devil that's holding them back, I rebuke him this morning. I command him, take your hands off the people and let them come to the glory of the cross. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, draw the people this morning to come to the glory of the cross. Hallelujah. Now, if you want salvation, if you want the Lord to be the Lord of your life this morning, this is your chance. I want to invite you to come forward. If you are ashamed of the Lord, he'll be ashamed of you too, he said. But if you will boldly come forward this morning, then the Lord, he will testify of you even before the angels. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Now, if you want God to break that power of addiction, I want you to come forward this morning. Don't be looking around. Don't be worrying about anybody. Those of you who are coming forward, come forward this way. I'm going to pray with you this morning. We're going to see the power of God because he can do something for you this morning. Something that nobody else could do. Amen. How many of you say praise the Lord? Something that nobody else could do. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Say, unto Jesus, they are coming this morning. 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 Give the Lord the praise this morning. Give the Lord the praise this morning. Hallelujah. We want every time you come in the house of God, we want you to get some help. What would you like the Lord to do for you, young lady? Oh, yes.
Everything.
You want the Lord. You need a lot of help. Praise God. Lift up your hands and let me pray for you. Do you believe the Lord can help you this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe the message this morning?
Yes, I do.
You say, Lord Jesus, help me.
Lord Jesus, help me.
Have mercy upon me this morning.
Have mercy upon me this morning.
Give me a new start this morning.
Give me a new start this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Throw up your hands and say, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
Lord Jesus,
Lord.
I rebuke. Hallelujah. Every evil spirit that's holding her back, set her loose this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. We break the power of sin. We break the power of the devil. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you know that Jesus, he loves you too?
Yes, I do.
I want to invite you to kneel down here at the altar and just pour out your heart to the Lord as I help the next person. Come here, young lady. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Help me with everything.
You want the Lord to help you with everything. Hallelujah. You're not just saying that. You really mean it.
Yes, I mean it.
Do you really mean it? You say, Lord, help me with everything this
Lord,
morning.
Lord, help me with everything.
Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let me pray for you. Okay. Lord Jesus, help her with everything she said this morning. Break every power of sin that has had a hold over her. Break every evil in Jesus' mighty name. Now, do you love the Lord Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes. He said, yes, I do. Say, Lord, I confess all my sins.
Lord, I confess all my sins.
And I ask you into my life as my Lord and Savior.
And I ask you into my life and my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, give the Lord the praise and the glory. Now I invite you on the altar here. Now lay down on the altar here and give your heart, pour your heart over to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can I help you here this morning?
I just need some prayer, please.
What would you like the Lord to do for you? Be specific and he'll help you. I know you need some help. You're looking for a job. Well, do you also want the Lord as Lord of your life?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yes.
Say it yes.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Throw up your hands. The Lord will help you with that too. You know, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord Jesus, loosen him from everything that is contrary in his life. In Jesus' mighty name. And help him, Lord. He said, I want a job. But Lord, we also invite him into the kingdom of God this morning through the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray the power of forgiveness of his sins. Lord, that you will bring him to the cross this morning. And as you erase his sins and give him a new start, Lord, make a way for him also, Lord, in a job situation that he's asking. And let your name be glorified in his life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, do you love the Lord with your heart?
Yes, I do. I do.
Oh, you do? He said, yes, I do. Seriously. I'll invite you on the altar here. Just spend a few minutes in prayer before the Lord. What would you like the Lord to do for you, young man?
Help me find a way home.
Oh, you?
I'm not from around here.
Yes, we know that you're not from around here, but you want to go back home. Now, I'm going to tell you a story this morning. There was a man, a young man like yourself. He left his house. The Bible called him the prodigal son in the Bible. But one time, he came to his senses. And he said, I want to go back home. He said, because it's better home than where I'm at. You know, so you want to go back home. And the Lord is going to help you. He's going to bring you home. He's going to reconcile all of that. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you love the Lord Jesus this morning?
Yes,
do you want him to really help you?
Yes.
And you want him to clean all that relationship up and so forth and get you back in your family?
Yes.
Now lift up your hand this morning. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help him this morning. Like that prodigal son, he said, it's time to go home. Is it time for you to go back home?
Yes.
He said, yes, it's time for me to go home. Come on, people. Is it time for him to go home?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, work for him this morning and even speak with his family, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, that they will receive him back home, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we know that you've received him into the kingdom of God. The Lord loves you this morning. He wants me to tell you. And he receives you into the kingdom of God. I want you to say, Lord, I repent of all my sins.
Lord, I repent of all my sins.
And I want your forgiveness in my life, Lord.
And I want your forgiveness in my life, Lord.
And help me.
And help me.
To get back with my family.
And help me get back with my family.
Even as you have received me into the family of God.
And
even if he has received me into the family of God this morning.
Even if he has received me in the family of God this morning.
So let my family receive me back.
So let my family receive me back.
How many of you can say amen to that? Lord Jesus, work a miracle for him, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. And let that devil be out of his life and give him the power of a new life, the power of commitment to a new life and a life of sanctity in you in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to invite you to spend a few minutes here at the altar and just pray and let's see what the Lord will do for you. What would you like the Lord to do for you, young man?
Everything.
You want help from everything?
Everything.
You believe the Lord can help you and break everything, break every yoke?
Yes.
Are you ready to give it up? Are you ready to serve the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, he said, yes, I'm ready to give it up. Will somebody say amen in the house this morning? This is why we come to church. Hallelujah. And some people are going to help these people after church this morning. Now, let's pray. Lift up your hand. I want you to lift up your hand. Hallelujah. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess all my sins.
I confess all my sins.
I want, Lord, for you to help me.
I want, Lord, for you to help me.
Deliver me, Lord.
Deliver me, Lord.
From the power of sin.
From the power of sin.
And set me free.
And set me free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Lord, I pray for him, Lord. Snap everything in there, Lord. In Jesus' name. And break it loose for him. And let him come. The Bible says the Spirit of God is upon me to set the captives free. Set him free this morning from the power of sin. Set him free from every addiction in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God would come into his life this morning and bring him to the cross in Jesus. And help him, Lord, every way, Lord. And help him, Lord. He said, I need help. He needs help in his situation. He needs help in God making the crooked places in his life straight. God will make those straight for you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Let me invite you to kneel down here for a minute and just pour your heart out before God. This is the house of God. He will help you. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God bless you, sir. What would you like God to do for you this morning?
I need the general healing of my body.
He says, I need general healing of my body. Well, I'm going to do this for you this morning. I got this anointing oil here. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to put the anointing oil in your hands and just rub them together. And the Lord is going to work a miracle for you this morning. How many of you believe that is true? Praise God. Lord Jesus, work general healing. He said, Lord, we know he's up there in age, but you can give him strength. And let these days, oh Lord, be strong in Jesus' mighty name. And give him renewed strength even in his body. He said, general healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you, ma'am?
I want the power of God.
Oh, she said, I want the power of God in my life. Now throw up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus, fill her anew with the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes. Fill her anew, Lord, with the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Oh Lord, Lord, speak unto her also, yes. One-on-one. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Praise yes. God. Hallelujah. Why don't you step here for a minute? Just sit down on the altar right there. Sit down. You don't have to kneel down. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Finances and family situation.
You have family situation. Yes. Do you believe the Lord can make the crooked places straight?
Yes.
Throw up your hands and let's believe God together. Lord, make those crooked places straight in her finances, Lord. Work a miracle for her in Jesus' name. And the family situation that she's talking about, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will heal that situation. Yeah, the Bible calls him the healer. It's not just sickness that he can heal. He can heal everything. Amen. He can heal relationships. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, heal the relationships. Heal this family situation. And everything that she's asking from you this morning, Lord. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Bring a miracle of finance into her life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you this morning?
I'm standing in for my son, Eval. He has a lot of mental issues coming back from Iraq. And this morning was a trying morning. And to break any addiction, all the addiction he has, prescribed and unprescribed medicine.
And you know that the Lord, he can break all of that. The power of God, he told you already this morning, he can make straight those crooked places with your son. Lord Jesus, she's standing for her son. And Lord, in the name of, he's been to Iraq and so forth. And you know the pressures of war and what he does and so forth like that. Many of those young men, they put their lives on the line for the country. So let's pray for that young man this morning. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you snap the power of that depression. Snap the power of evil in his life, oh Lord, even as the mother is standing here, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, there is something that the Lord has given the mother. The mothers, they have that blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as I link with her, Lord, to this morning, we connect with a blessing. The blessing that the Lord has put in the mother for the child this morning, in Jesus' name. Losing him, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Losing him from every affliction, in Jesus' name. The mental problems, the situation that he's in, and all the drugs and the influence of the contrary things that he has been through, losing him this morning, and bring him back into his right senses, and give, oh Lord, give grace and give strength, even to this woman concerning that situation, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, people, say praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What would you like the Lord to do for you, sister? Oh, Lord Jesus, move on behalf of the person, the dear one that she's standing for, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the enemy shall not exact upon him. Oh, yes, sir. That power of God, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever.
Amen.
Nothing can be taken from what God has already done.
Amen.
Believe it in your heart this morning, and the Lord, he will confirm it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, losing and work a miracle in that situation, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, fulfill her joy.
Amen.
Fulfill her joy, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Fulfill her joy, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She's standing in love. Make that crooked place to be straight this morning. Make it straight, Lord, this morning. Make it straight, Lord, this morning. Make all more, even the rough places, make them to be plain this morning. And let the glory of God be revealed in this case, Lord, in Jesus' name. That which you have already done, it shall be forever. Nothing can be taken from it. Nothing can be added to it. The Lord has finished it, and we stand upon that finished work. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Praise God. Hallelujah. Mama, what would you like the Lord to do?
I want Lord to help me to protect all my children.
Say, I want the Lord to help me and protect all my children. Lord Jesus, hear the cry of a mother and a grandmother here this morning. Help her, Lord, and give her strength in her own body. Every area where she's weak, everything in her system, correct it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And put back any chemical imbalance, Lord, fix it in Jesus' name. And for all her children and grandchildren as she's standing for, Lord, protect them and give glory, Lord, and give grace. So, hallelujah, Lord. And answer her prayers this morning as she believes you this morning. We stand together with her believing for all that you will do in Jesus' mighty name. Help her with her children, help her with her grandchildren, and help her even in her health, and give her strength in her days. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put your hands together for the Lord. What would you like, young man, the Lord to do for you?
I just want God to do what he has been doing for me back in Nigeria. To bring that to me right now as I'm here.
Hallelujah. The Lord brought you from Nigeria, you know, but he brought you here for a reason. You know, what he's been doing for you, the goodness of the Lord that was in your life over there, don't let the American system steal it from you. You know, you stand with the word of God. Stand with that seed that was planted. Stand with the same anointing and so forth like that. And you show this generation what it's all about. You know, you show them this crooked world and show them the glory of God. Lord Jesus, help him. He said, everything that you have been doing for him back home, do even more for him here, Lord. And let it be a light, in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation. And Lord, make a way for him, Lord, in this land. Help him to settle in and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord. The Bible says, when riches increase, he said, set not your heart upon them. Because the Lord is going to bless you in this land, but you must choose him as your chief joy, he said. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Help him, Lord, to put you first in his life above everything else. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord. Meet his needs this morning and answer every prayer in his heart. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Open my door to my daughter and her kids. And since then, my two daughters have been fighting and arguing. And I'm so much chaos over my home. I'm just tired of it.
Okay, well, you heard that message this morning. The Lord said he can, all those rough places, he can make them straight. All the crooked places, there's so much disagreement and rancor in the family, she said, and fighting and so forth like that. But the Lord, we rebuke that spirit of anger and bitterness in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be peace in that family. She's standing, Lord, and you know the heart of a mother. She doesn't like to see her children at one another's throats. Lord, in Jesus' name, give her peace. Because the Bible says, great shall be the peace of thy children.
Yes.
Lord, give her peace concerning her children here this morning. She's praying for her daughters. We know she also has prayer for her sons, Lord. Every one of them, Lord.
Yes.
Walk a miracle, Lord, and make this woman's joy to be full.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Make her joy to be full, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Make her joy to be full, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let there be peace in that family in Jesus' name. We rebuke that spirit of anger and that spirit of fight and quarreling and so forth. Lord, let there be peace. Oh, even as the Holy Ghost, he moved upon that chaos. Move in that chaotic situation and bring calmness. Bring calmness in Jesus' mighty name. Let's put our hands together for the Lord this morning. Praise God.